We're learning about C-sharp 101. I think we've reached your favorite part.
We have object-oriented programming.
Nerds.
So this is the time in your C-sharp curriculum where you know you've made it. Now we get into the serious bits of C-sharp. We're going to go over inheritance. We're going to go over objects. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Cool. So what I'm going to do is I've got my exploring object-oriented programming documentation up, and I'm going to, again, snap that off to one side. And we just finished our Fibonacci sequence. You could go and check that video if you want to. But I think we should just start from scratch. It's file new project time right now, don't you think?
Let's do it, yeah.
Okay. So in Visual Studio, I'm going to say file new project, and we're going to basically get rid of the previous one and start from scratch with another console app. So I'm going to make a console app, and we'll call it My Super Bank, right? We're going to make a new bank. And we'll hit create. And then it's going to ask us if we want to save our old project. I don't care about that old project. We're going to toss that. We're starting from scratch. And we're back at Hello World. And the only thing that's changed is that it's My Super Bank, which is awesome.
So we're back to Hello World.
It's way better. Other banks suck. Our bank is the best bank. So what we want to do is think about object-oriented programming, right? And make a bank account. Now, what is object-oriented programming? What are objects and why are we orienting around them?
So objects are basically a way that all computer languages can learn how to mimic the real world. Mm. So in the real world, we organize a lot of information in various different ways. With object-oriented programming, we can say, hey, a person can have a name and an address and a hair color and that kind of thing. So people can have different properties, and it's just a way of grouping all information.
Right. I mean, we're orienting around objects. Like, I can make a mouse object or a bank object or, you know, and then when you talk about inheritance, we can have animals and there are types of animals.
Yeah. Right?
And you can have a hierarchy just like you have in reality.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's intended, I think, to be intuitive of some kind. So hopefully you won't find this too intimidating. Mm-hmm. Okay. So according to this tutorial, they want us to make a bank account. So then presumably we need a bank account and it has certain requirements. What is this?
Right, so it looks like we need a 10-digit number that will uniquely identify the bank account. So this is one of the properties that will be in our bank account. Mm-hmm. It needs a string for the name or the name of its owners. Mm-hmm. It needs a balance. It needs to be able to accept deposits and withdrawals. So these are, I guess, capabilities that it'll be able to have. So they're not like a single unit of data. It's actually like a function that will be attached to this.
These first three are really characteristics or properties.
Right.
And these seem like methods or things that it can do, verbs. And then what are these two? These are kind of like rules.
Yeah. So it looks like the initial balance must be positive. So I guess when we're creating that balance number, we need to make sure that it's above zero. Mm-hmm. And withdrawals cannot result in a negative balance, which makes a lot of sense. That would not be a good bank system.
And this is very typical of object orientation, right? There's going to be some properties, like things, you know, cars have color and banks have balances. Then there are the stuff it can do. Cars can drive, banks can take deposits. And then there's rules that, like, well, you're doing those things. Don't exceed this speed. Don't crash the car. So we need to go and start thinking about our bank account type.
Yeah. Okay? So all lots of things that sort of describe the behavior and the design of what this object will look like.
Now, so far, we've been putting everything in program.cs. I feel like bank account maybe should go in another file.
Yeah. Let's make a bank account class.
Now, on the right-hand side of Visual Studio here, there are these little flyout tabs. And when you click on them, different things fly out, like I can go to GitHub or whatnot. And I'm going to click on Solution Explorer and push this little pin. And this is going to let me see the files inside of my program. I have one called program.cs. And in fact, I can open it up and see my main. So that's actually not a file, is it? That's showing me the structure of my
program. Yeah, so it'll list out the classes that you have within that file, as well as the methods in each of those classes.
So I'm going to right-click using the right mouse button and say add. I could say new item and get a whole list of item. Or I can say add class.
Let's do that one.
All right.
Add class.
So I can say add bank account. Now this might be scary, but this is just a list of all the great stuff that you can add in the future. But we're just going to say add bank account. That seems like a fair thing to do. And you look, it went into another file. And it has the same namespace. That seems like that same bucket.
Right.
All right. So look at this. We could copy paste, or I could type in public because it's available to the public, string number.
Yeah.
And number is only gettable. This is called a property. I can get numbers, but I can't, like, once it's been assigned, I can't set the number.
Right.
But I don't want to keep typing that. That's tedious. That's
okay.
Tedious. I'm going to do this. Remember how before we typed for each and hit tab?
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. Prop, tab, tab.
Ooh, a code snippet.
Code snippets, tab, tab.
Okay.
Owner, enter, enter. Prop, tab, tab. Decimal, tab, tab. Balance, enter, enter. Look at that.
Man. Or you could type it the old-fashioned way, but...
Oh, nonsense. I want the computer to do the work.
Tab, tab is your friend.
Tab is a great thing to remember. Anytime you're in Visual Studio, tabbing will probably get you something. And worst-case scenario, it gets you white space.
Right.
Okay, and then let's grab these two functions,
right.
And then maybe you can talk
so
about
these
those.
So these were sort of the actions that were listed out in the requirements. So mm-hmm. It needed to accept deposits and make withdrawals as well. So instead of properties, these are going to be methods.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you see in this class, these properties and these methods, all of these are members that are just one part of this class.
Right. And when we made them all public, that means that other applications and other classes within our application can look at those and talk to those.
Yeah.
If they were private, they would basically be secret.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bank account and no one else would know about them.
So right now your class doesn't have public in front of it. And we could also change that accessibility level.
That's a very good point. And then you see, look on the right here, you're going to get used to seeing these symbols as you move through Visual Studio and C#. The number and the owner and the balance, you can see their types and their names. And that's kind of a nice view of what's going on. All right, let's go back over here and see what's going on. We've got our members and our properties and our methods. To open a new account, we need to make one. We need to construct a bank account.
Right. So far, we've designed what a bank account should look like and mm-hmm. different properties it should have, but we haven't actually made one.
Right. So if someone were going to make a bank account, they would have to go and say, bank account, this is called a constructor. Now, I could make a constructor that doesn't really do anything, but you can't open a bank account with nothing.
Yeah, like you at least need a number,
mm-hmm.
right?
You
That's
need
one
a name,
of the requirements.
You need an amount, exactly.
And since the number doesn't have a setter,
mm-hmm.
we should probably create it at
the
constructor.
Yeah, so then let me think here. We got what? We have the name of the person?
Yeah, that'll be one of the input things.
Okay, and then we were doing data types before, integers and longs, decimals. What is the right number for a bank account? I mean, I have pennies, but I also have fractions of pennies. It's not an int.
So we declared the number up at the top as a string, right?
No, that's the number. That's a great point, actually. This number is the bank account number, which
right.
might have letters in it. So it's actually a string. But the balance is a decimal. So why don't we make the initial balance?
Oh, that's right.
A decimal as well.
Because you need to have cents. So it
yes,
needs to have two
to
decimal
have,
places.
You have to have cents or whatever your fractional currency is.
Right.
Okay. So here's where it gets interesting. Those are arguments. How do I get those into these properties, right? I basically need to tell it about this object that I'm in, this object, the one that I'm working
right,
on.
Right, right. So the parameters are being input into the constructor, but mm-hmm. nothing's actually been assigned.
Right. And this is where I think object-oriented programming gets confusing to people
mm.
because this is a description of what a bank account could be like, but it isn't a bank account. It's like a template for a bank account or a description
Good
of a
point.
Bank account.
Or like a form. Like we require
yeah.
all of these things, but we haven't filled out the form yet.
It is a form that we're filling out. That's a great way to look at it. So these are the form fields. And I need to make sure that this information in the constructor, when I make the form for the first time, goes into the form fields of whatever this current account that we're on is.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. The owner of this account will be the name that we just passed in. And then this balance. Will be the initial balance. And after I've done that, that goes away. And that's really kind of, it's thrown away because I copied it into here. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But look at this. It says you don't even need to say this. I like to say this because it means this object, not that object.
Okay.
But they're saying it doesn't really matter. It's kind of like var. It's one of those things where if you like the way it looks, use it. And if you don't, that's cool too.
Cool.
Okay. That's not the awesomest bank account, but at least I could make it and test it. So how would we do that? What would be the bank account hello world?
Yeah, how do we call this? So now that we have an object, when we have the template for it and everything, we need to actually input data. So let's call this, how about in our program?
Okay, so back over in hello world.
Yeah, and we can initialize. Remember, main is like the main entry point for any application. So we can, when we run this application, we'll just create one bank account. That's the goal.
So var account.
Yeah.
Equals, and then we knew something. And we've never done this before, have we? Because we've saying like zero.
Yeah,
we've never knew something. Some people call it like newing it up, like as if newing is a verb.
Interesting.
Yeah, you ever heard that? You ever knew, you knew up something?
Knew it up.
So let's new up
a
bank account. And then when we pass in, we'll say Kendra's money. And look at that. It actually gave you the shape of that. It gave you the help. And if I hit comma.
Because we're calling the constructor right now.
Look.
That we just defined as needing the parameters of a string and a decimal.
Right. And that's why you use a Visual Studio. If I use Notepad, I could do this, but I wouldn't get all of this. This help. I wouldn't get all the spell checking, right?
Yeah.
So Kendra has $1,000.
Maybe just add a few zeros to
that. Congratulations.
$10,000.
Excellent. Very nicely done. And then let's do a console.WriteLine, just like before, except this hello world would be different. This is the hello bank account world, isn't
it?
So let's go and do our string. And I'm going to put that string interpolation thing there, right? That's important.
Yeah.
So we'll say account. And then something was created for Kendra with some money. Okay, so let's go and get our, or dig our information out of our object there. So what is it? Account dot, account dot. See how I didn't get my IntelliSense unless I spelled it right?
Right.
So account number was created for account owner with account balance. Ooh, that's cool. Does that look like a decent banking hello world?
Yeah, I think we can call that.
Let's give that a try and see what happens. Ah,
account
look at that.
Blank.
Account blank was created for Kendra with $10,000. So in the next video, we're going to figure out what a good account number would be, how to make one, because we're going to have lots of different accounts, and we never even figured that part out. We only did names and balances. So that's just us defining an object and making an object.